Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We want you to stick around with us because about an hour from now, we will have Kid's daughter, Caroline, on the show with us.
Yay.
And she was actually there last night at the tribute and at the concert. And she did a duet with Tim Halperin that was beautiful.
I've known Caroline since she was 4 years old.
Yeah. I had kind of held it together for the most part last night, but at the end, when she sang
Somewhere Over the Rainbow a cappella.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow, I don't know.
I didn't know where to
look.
I
lost it there.
I just had to look at her. Kelly was crying.
Goosebumps.
Yeah.
A land that I've heard of once in a lullaby.
Yeah, she did a beautiful job.
She's such
a beautiful young woman. And we're going to do our Kid Craddock flashback right now. And of course, it involves Caroline. Again, she's going to be here in about an hour to talk about last night and her dad's legacy and how she's going to be getting involved with kids from now on. But this is when Caroline, it was her first day of her senior year of high school. You know how emotional that is for a parent.
Yeah.
And also during that conversation, Kid took the time to look back on some of the memories he had with Caroline over the years.
It's another Kid Craddock in the Morning flashback.
Hey, babe.
Hi, Dom.
How you doing?
Hi, Dad. I'm good. How are you?
Wait, no.
I'm good.
This is Kenzie.
No, it's not Kenzie. No. This is Caroline.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
That's Taylor.
What's she up, baby girl? Sound like Kenzie, doesn't she?
Say hi to JC.
Hi.
Hi, JC.
Hi.
Sounds
just like
Kenzie. It's not Caroline.
What the hell?
It's not Kenzie.
On your leg.
What did you say? Caroline, say, JC, I will never have babies with you.
JC, I'll never have babies with you.
Same.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, Caroline, you start your senior year of high school today.
Today.
Do you have any idea what this does to your mom and me? Do you have any idea, like, how this makes us feel?
Really old.
Yeah, old. Yeah. But not just that, but, like, you're gone in a year.
I know.
Wow. Whatever.
I mean, one more year of high school, and then it's junior college for you.
Junior college?
Yeah, I meant to talk to you about the finance deal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
the paperwork didn't go through.
Went through.
Not so much. Yeah. Have I embarrassed you over the years, Caroline?
I don't know. I'm kind of used to it now.
Yeah. You're so cute, though. I mean, listen to your voice, Caroline. Caroline delivered some great news yesterday. I want to see if I can get her on the phone, okay?
Pregnant?
She called me up and it was on my cell, and it was beeping like it's about to go dead.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me the news, and I start to react to the news like, wow, that's great. And the phone cut off. And then I didn't talk to her.
When you got home,
I had to go right and get on the plane, and then she was in bed when I got home. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Daddy.
How are you? Okay, you hear a little you sound, Caroline?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what was the news?
Oh, I don't remember. No, it was that I think you got a role in Annie.
Oh.
Yeah. But your little voice. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
Oh, good.
You excited about the NSYNC concert?
But I don't get to go.
I know. I'm sorry, baby. You got the Christmas CD though, didn't you? Hey, Caroline?
Yeah?
I'm going to need to talk to your mom in just a minute, okay?
Okay.
Hang on, babe.
Why do you torment her? Are you excited about the NSYNC concert you can't go to, Caroline? Why would you do that to her?
What do you mean?
That's all you did.
Are you excited about the NSYNC concert, Caroline? Yeah, but I can't go.
She could be excited about a concert without actually going.
The fact that
NSYNC is coming to town and all that.
Kid.
We're going to be out of town.
It's like you're taunting her.
Now, that was a total lie, Caroline. Do you remember that?
I got to go.
Yeah, because you were in big trouble and we said you couldn't go. I think you were in trouble. What did you do?
I wasn't in trouble. It was just my surprise party.
Oh, that's right. It was a birthday surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Best birthday ever?
Mm-hmm.
Caroline was excited because she got to go in a limbo. That's what she called it.
Oh,
a limbo?
Limbo.
Oh, I love limbos.
And that's what they're called now.
I spent the night on the school night. That was, like, very big.
Yeah, we called you the next morning. That's on my iPod. I play it for strangers on airplanes.
Awesome.
Yeah. You probably got to go, right?
Yeah, I need to leave.
All right, so haul butt out to the car, and then you can hear the rest of this, okay?
Okay.
All right, I love you, babe.
Love you, too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
She's such a freaking grown-up.
Hello, Daddy.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
Was Daddy mad at you?
Yes.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not mad at you, I promise.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
You are.
Didn't I kiss you and say I love you before you went to bed?
No.
Yes, I did.
I said I love you, but you didn't kiss me.
Okay. See, it's always what I don't do. See? Yeah. You're just a rotten daddy. I must be. You want a little brother or sister?
No.
Why not?
Too many stinky diapers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me talk to Mom.
Mom is going to say no. Mama don't want no other children either.
I don't want no more babies.
Private school education.
Yeah. Mama already got one baby.
Mama go say no. Mama don't want no other babies.
Mama got a baby.
Mama got a baby.
It's a banjo, man.
Man.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Caroline.
Oh, that's a really little one. Listen.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Caroline passed me up for a hug yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You gonna hear about this tea party?
Went and gave Mommy a hug instead.
Uh-huh.
Hey, what about the tea party? What a perfect time to talk about the tea party and movie-making experience with Daddy.
We didn't make a movie.
Oh, what happened?
Daddy disappointed you again, huh?
Right.
Kelly.
Right.
Her friend had to go home.
Oh, so you can't make a movie without Molly?
Right.
We had a tea party?
You ate too much dulce de leche.
I used too much dulce de leche?
You ate too much.
Well, I'm just why don't you just trade me in on a new dad?
Okay.
Which one would you like?
I don't know.
Who of your friends would be a better dad than me?
Mm.
Which one of your friends has a better dad than me?
Mm.
Who has the funnest dad?
Corey Mack.
Okay, sweetie.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go. So she just kind of hung out while we traded witty quips trying to destroy each other's self-esteem.
Yeah, you're going to miss her, aren't you?
Yeah, right?
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Did you get my note, baby?
I couldn't read it.
Why not?
Because your handwriting is...
Caroline, I wrote that to you. I thought it was pretty clear.
What did it say?
This is sad.
It was just a note that said, I'm sorry I didn't get home before you went to bed, and I missed you really, really bad, and I can't wait to see you today.
Mm-hmm.
What a close family.
Yeah. See, she had already learned how to be a girl right there. How to be a woman. Uh-huh.
Some things you don't have to teach children, you know?
What you going to bring me?
Yeah.
And Caroline and I had, we had great moments together when she was growing up, like her first roller coaster ride, which was a disaster.
Everybody say hi to Caroline.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
We went to Six Flags yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What?
We had a great time. Caroline has never been on... Well, she went on one when she was three, but she's never been on a roller coaster that she can remember. And she's always been kind of... What have you been, Caroline?
Terrified
of roller coasters.
I'm so with you on that.
Yeah. So, Caroline, did you know you were going on a roller coaster when we went on the mini mine train?
I had no idea.
Yeah. So we go on that, and what did you say when we got done?
You loved it, huh?
She loved it. So then we thought, okay, she's ready.
Talking to that Mr. Freeze ride or something?
No, I wouldn't do Freeze or Texas Giant as your second roller coaster, but Judge Roy Scream, that's kind of right in the middle. So off we went to Judge Roy Scream, and we get on, and you know what? We pass that thing on the road all the time on Road to Six Flags, and it looks like it's going really slow. I mean, because I can drive along with the coaster, And time, see how fast I'm going?
Yeah, but you're going 60 miles an hour.
No, 20. It never goes above 20. So I thought, okay, that can't be that bad. Caroline, what did you think of Judge Roy Scream?
Terrifying. I was really, really close to crying.
Yeah, you were. Her glasses were flying off her head.
Aww.
And I had to take them off. And she just had this look on her face like, will this ever be over?
Daddy, why? Why,
yeah,
Daddy, why?
How you feel, girl?
Suck it up, girl. Were you mad at me for making you ride that?
No.
Okay.
I'm just glad it was over with.
Yeah. Caroline, would you ride that one again?
No.
You might change your mind when you're 9.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a 9-year-old ride.
What didn't you like about the Judge Roy Scream?
It went up and up and up too many times.
Oh, yeah. And roller coasters do that.
Down.
But it was a good time, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Have a great day at school, baby.
Okay.
Okay, see you later today.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Did you notice there was a time when those calls just quit? Just quit happening, you know? When she got to about junior high, she's like,
it's
like, what do you want?
Well, yeah, you don't
want
to
have your dad embarrass you, especially when you're in junior high.
That clip we talked about with Great News, she actually wrote me a note about it.
Want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Welcome home, Daddy. We sure did miss you a lot. Can you believe that I got the solo part? I'm so excited.
The solo part.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
Congratulations.
Hope you had a great time in L.A. How did the WB Music Awards go? The show has been going great, except that you haven't called me on it. I really, really miss you. How come nobody told me that you were going to L.A.? I forgive you.
How come nobody told me you were going to L.A.? Didn't even know I was gone.
Blue Bear and Libby miss you, too. We took Libby to the vet, and we saw the teacher. Anyway, I really, really, really miss you. Love, Caroline, Mommy, Libby, and don't forget Blue Bear.
Caroline, that was very sweet. That was very nice.
It
was awesome to get a letter when I got home because I was tired and it was late, and I had to go right to bed, so it was just really cool. Thank you. Tell me about this solo now. What is this for?
The school play.
And you had to audition for it, right?
Uh-huh.
It's a piano solo?
And we worked on this. No, she's singing. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Get on, girl!
And we worked on this for a little bit. Do you want to sing it on the air?
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Just start.
Okay. As I walked out in the streets of Laredo, as I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a poor cowboy all wrapped in white linen. All wrapped in white linen, as cold as the clay. I see by your outfit that you are a cowboy, these words he did say as I calmly went by. Come sit by my side and hear my sad story. I'm shot in the chest and I know I must die.
Yay!
That, you have a beautiful voice.
Yeah. She does, really?
Wow.
Yeah, she really did.
It doesn't sound as good over the phone.
You need to get you a sports bra and start performing it on stages.
Hey.
Because, you have a future.
She's 10.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
No. God,
I was like, what was I talking about?
Yeah. Britney wanted her to be Britney.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I remember she used to perform like that.
And since that solo, that's been her whole life, music and singing and stuff and acting and stuff. And that's what she's going to do with her life, she says. That's all she's going to do. If that doesn't work out, you know, be a teacher and teach it, which is cool.
It's worked out well for Britney.
Okay, Britney did not do Broadway.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Yesterday we celebrated Kids Live and had a tribute to Kid Craddock. And I hit the wrong button.
What's up? It's your boy Travis McCoy. Apologize for not being able to be there as a tribute to hands down my favorite radio personality out there in the world, the one and only Kid Craddock. I will get into some of the stories of the hijinks that me, Kid, and Big Al have gotten into over the years, but they told me to keep it PG. In the immortal words of Kid Craddock, keep looking up, because that's where it all is.
Oh, Travis McCoy right there.
Nice, nice.
You know who else sent one?
Who?
Ryan Seacrest.
Really?
Oh. You mean rich, talented, got every good job, Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest.
Hey, guys, it's Ryan Seacrest here. I hope you're having a great time this evening enjoying some of this awesome music. It's a fantastic event that is happening right now because 100% of the proceeds will go to support Kids Kids. And we all know how much Kids meant to our friend Kid Craddock.
So many of Kid's celebrity friends.
Wow.
We're kind of busy. We're not able to make it yesterday, including Dr. Phil.
Hey, this is Dr. Phil in Los Angeles, remembering our great and good friend, Kid Craddock. I think probably one of the things I remember most about him is he would take me out and try to teach me how to play golf. We'd go out to play 18 holes, which ought to take about 4 hours, but we would find some place out on the course to sit down and talk, whether it be under a shade tree or on a bench or just in the cart pulled over to the side. And next thing we know, we'd been sitting there for 2 hours, sometimes just talking about life and family and the things that were important to both of us. And we certainly shared that interest in family.
Following the tribute, we headed over to the House of Blues in Dallas, and we had the first ever concert for Kids Kids. And it was kicked off by our very own Tim Halperin. And he sang the heck out of his Kids Kids song.
Yeah, he did.
Shining like the stars, can you hear the
Why just throw our cares away? And we shine so bright, we light up the darkest night. Here we are, we're shining like the stars.
And we kept everything going. Cimarelli came on stage next. Those are the girls from YouTube. They're the sisters. We had them in studio a little while back. And they wanted to sing a little Miley Cyrus for everybody.
Oh. So I put my hands up to play my song and the butterflies fly away. Not in my head like, yeah. Moving my hips like, yeah. I got my hands up to play my song and I know I'm going to be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the USA.
And probably one of the kids' favorite performers in the last couple of years was Andy Grammer.
Yeah.
Because not only did he come in here and rock it, but he was pretty hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Because he told us the stories of how he got started on Venice Beach and
yeah, playing the
for
promenade,
people.
Having yeah. to beg people to, you know, listen entice to them to come yeah. listen. And then
they call that
them in.
Busking, Jenna.
Yeah. He did a cover. He did a cover of Thrift Shop. That was awesome.
I'm going to pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a come up. This is freaking awesome. I said, I'm going to pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a come up. This is freaking awesome. I said, walk up to the club. Like, what up? I got a big cuckoo. So pumped about some from the thrift shop. Ice in the fringes so damn frosty. The people like, damn, that's a coat. Honky, rolling it hella deep, headed to the mezzanine, dressing all pink, except my gator shoes, those are green, draped in the leopard mink. Standing next to me, I probably should have watched this, smells like R. Kelly sheets.
And he was a huge fan of Kid Craddock, yeah. by the way.
I'm a huge fan of Kid. He was super nice to me. I'm really proud to be a part of this night. This is awesome. Thanks all for coming. This is really great. Kind of somber and strange circumstances, but we all come together and celebrate his life, so that's kind of cool.
You know what you hear in his voice is a smile, which is, we saw a lot of those yesterday.
Yeah.
Which was good. I think that's what Kid wanted. Kid wanted people to smile and have a good time.
Absolutely.
Then Kelly Raspberry's boyfriend, Jason Derulo.
Go on and do it, Kelly. Just go on and do it.
I'm telling
just get
you,
it out of the
man,
way. Get it out of the way.
He's hot. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, that is a good looking dude.
He's hot and he can dance, you know, and I don't know if he was my boyfriend and I'm out at the club and he starts pulling that stunt on the dance floor, I'd be embarrassed. Like, quit showing off. Quit showing off. But, you know, on not stage, it's just different.
Let's go. Like a star, you can't stop my shining. I'm a cloud
now. My head's in the sky. I'm riding solo. I'm riding solo. I'm riding
solo. You know what?
Jam.
I was wearing these obnoxious red pants yesterday, and some guy comes up to me upstairs and goes, hey, were you just on stage with Jason Derulo? Do I look like a backup dancer for Jason Derulo?
You just told that story because you love it so much.
Oh, I love it. Oh, yeah.
I was waiting on you to go out there and start doing handstands.
Right. Yeah, because somebody came up to me afterwards and said, weren't you just on the cover of Cosmo magazine? I couldn't believe they confused me.
He was so amazing.
So embarrassing.
But the fact that he had just broken his neck, and then he gets on his headstand?
Yep.
Is that what you call it?
Handstand.
He was talking to his manager, and they said ever since he did that, he's just become super into health and fitness, so he's almost just gotten better since
Jason
that happened.
Like super buff.
Super fit.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Jason was supporting Kids last night, and here's what he had to say about that.
I definitely want to thank each and every one of you for being here. Thank you for all the support of Kids. I just want to send a big thank you to Kid Craddock. God rest his soul. And to each and every one of you for help making this legacy continue to live and thrive. Right up.
You don't understand. He is barely out of breath. If you would have seen what he was doing on that stage, I would have been puking.
I was out of breath and I wasn't even doing anything.
I know. I'm sitting there watching him.
It's like, exhausting.
How come God gave that black dude all the rhythm?
You know
and I got
well,
nothing.
He know he gives...
It's a checks and balances kind of thing. God had to balance the universe.
Okay.
So he gave it all to Jason and nothing to you?
So what? He just gave me vanity glasses?
That's what it is.
And if you were wondering if the Jonas Brothers still have fans out there, they do.
Yeah, they do.
They absolutely do. Did you hear the cover of Get Lucky that they did?
Yeah.
It was good. I think they got better, too, at singing.
Well, their voices have matured.
Man. Let you know
the thing. The thing is, you can hear them now, you know? I'll answer the beginning. What keeps the plan spinning? If you want to leave, I'm willing.
Do you think you could hit that? That.
Wee.
Go ahead, buddy.
Wee. No, wee.
Good. You got it. You got
wee.
It.
No, I'm. Wee. Yeah.
Wee. Lose-a-fall.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, you got it. You got it.
Maybe if you stood up. Yeah, maybe it would help if I'll you could stretch your loins out.
We've
come too far.
Just make up the
breathe from your diaphragm.
We've come too far to give up who we are, I think is what it is.
We've come too far. The next one.
Yeah.
To give up.
The Kid Craddock in the morning.
Yeah, that's
like Hinder when we had Hinder.
No. So
everybody got a night that he had. Hey, check out the pics from the concert last night, please. Check out the pics. There's a lot of them.
I can't wait to see them.
KidNation.com.
Yes, and thank you for coming out and supporting Kids Kids.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Good morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
So we want to hook you up with what movies to watch this weekend. And to do that, we bring in Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com because she knows way more about movies than we do.
Hey, tell my boss that, would you? It's time for a raise.
Hold on one second, Gray. Kelly Raspberry, on behalf of Kid Craddock, please quit wiping your face and looking in your mirror.
What movies are out this weekend, Gray?
We have a lot of stuff. We have four big movies. And so let's start at the bottom of the barrel.
Uh-oh. I'm scared.
Paranoia.
No.
Really?
Figures.
Oh.
It looks so good.
What's wrong? What could possibly go wrong with Liam Hemsworth and Harrison Ford?
Oh, so much.
Really?
So much. Movies like this need to be unpredictable, okay? Liam Hemsworth is this kid who's like an up-and-comer at a tech company, and he ends up embroiled in conspiracy and, you know, working as kind of a spy. And you never really know which way is up. And the problem is you absolutely know which way is up. So really, I would say that the most fun part of this movie could be when you see Liam Hemsworth running through the street, imagine that he's running from Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
I like that. Now, Jenna's of the theory this might be like a combination of Wall Street and what was the other movie you thought, Jenna?
Oh, The Firm.
The Firm.
The Firm, kind of like playing on those old, same old, tired storylines, just rinse, lather, repeat.
Yes, I think that's actually an astute observation, and it's correct. And those movies are infinitely better, and you should rent those instead of moving up the list is a movie that I actually have not seen, but is important to mention, starring Mr. X Demi Moore.
Bruce Willis?
No.
Or Ashton Kutcher?
No, it's Jobs.
Ashton Kutcher, then?
And so this is Jobs, where Ashton Kutcher, the completely unlikely Steve Jobs, plays the man himself as he is creating Macintosh computers that were, of course, never supposed to be a thing. IBM was a huge company back then, and this is a movie about his vision. And mostly, now, I haven't seen it just yet, but most of the critics are saying that Ashton Kutcher is actually fantastic.
I can't get Kelso out of my head,
well,
though.
You gotta let that go.
I can't let Kelso go.
I know it's really tough, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. But I'll tell you, they're talking about his performance being surprisingly excellent. Not necessarily award-worthy. Like, don't get me wrong, but he does a very honorable job, is what a lot of our critics are saying on Rotten Tomatoes. They say that, you know, they're kind of sugarcoating a lot of things that Apple did, but what else is new, right? So yeah. they're not going to show it as it really was. But, yeah, this one may be worth seeing for the Touchmeister.
Okay.
Moving up the list to Kick-Ass 2.
Whoa.
Really?
Right? Who saw Kick-Ass?
That's my thing, is I didn't see Kick-Ass, and everyone's saying you need to see that before you see Part 2, and I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what. I loved Kick-Ass. And I thought that Kick-Ass 2 was an abomination.
Really?
Is this why Jim Carrey really lashed out against the movie? Because he's blaming it on violence, or is it just bad?
I think it's just a bad film. And it made a lot more sense after I saw the film. To me, there are a couple major problems in this film that I don't think are going to bother people who are determined to see the film. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you love Kick-Ass and you've been waiting for this one, you're going to love this one too, because the fighting scenes are awesome. It's cut very quickly, has a lot of energy, but to people who are actually paying attention, this movie has no story and it's just a rehash of the issues that were raised in the first one. So it made the cracks start to show. I thought it was boring. I thought it was excessively vulgar and it wasn't funny. And those were the things I loved about the first one.
It's too bad.
So it's kind of having that hangover problem. Like, they know everyone loved the first one so much, no matter what, even if it gets bad reviews, people are going to go see it. And it's really just like, you know, the same repeat.
Might as well rent the first one again. Yeah.
That's a really good comparison, Jenna. And unfortunately for me, there's going to be a third one. I know it. The author, Mark Miller, of the comic book, he already has the third one done. So we're going to have to sit through another one of these, just like the Hangover series, and be sad, just like we were then. The final movie, however, at the very tip top of the heap, my very, very favorite of the week, let the Oscar season begin, ladies and gentlemen, with Lee Daniels, The Butler.
See, I can't watch this movie. It makes me cry just from the previews. I can't.
Is that what Oprah's in?
Yes. It's so sad looking. I don't think I could sit through it as a white person. I feel guilty for everything, and I apologize on behalf of all white people for what the black people had to go through.
What did Paula Deen say about this one, Gray?
Oh, my God. Well, listen, this white girl loved this movie, and I was in tears the entire time. I thought it was just a beautiful film.
Will you tell us a little bit what it's about?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I will. Forrest Whitaker plays a butler who works at the White House and had been there. It's a true story, and he had been there over decades in a very kind of tumultuous time in American history during the civil rights fight. So he was there, like from all the way into the 80s. And it's a story about him and his family and how the world was changing around them while he's in the center of the most important place in our country. And the thing that really struck me about this movie was how the people that fought for civil rights back in the 60s are some of our nation's heroes. I had never thought of them like war veterans, but they really are.
Wow.
That's something that this movie really brings out, that everybody was really scared and there was a lot of, you know, fear in our world and not everybody agreed. But in the end, these people's courage changed the world. And Forrest Whitaker is just a phenomenal actor.
Yeah.
And he says so much with so little that I loved it. It touched my heart. And I'll tell you that I can't really separate my emotions from the criticism of this film. Like, I'm sure that other people would probably have notes on the script that seemed maybe a little contrived or a little bit engineered to make you cry, but it worked 150% on me. I was all in, and this is absolutely a movie you're going to hear about come awards time.
Did you find it hard to look Forrest Whitaker in the lazy eye?
Oh, stop. He's the hero.
I always do. I never know where to look.
I've
interviewed him once. Oh, God. And I, sitting across from him in real life, I had the exact same problem. Ah.
This is really interesting. It's got, like, that sex pot Lenny Kravitz, Oprah. I know she's acted before, but to see her as an actress, can you forget that she's Oprah?
I kind of can't forget that she's Oprah, but it doesn't matter because she's actually a really good actress, and she does a lot with a very kind of minor, nothing throwaway character. Mm. And you mentioned Lenny Kravitz. He's spectacular and smoking hot and a really good actor. Really shocking.
He is.
Actor.
I mean, in the Hunger Games, he was so impressive. He's really good.
I know. It's unfair that he has that much talent, I think. And Cuba Gooding Jr. provides some much-needed comic relief in the movie without it being too over the top. You've got Alan Rickman as Reagan. You've got Robin Williams as Eisenhower. Jane Fonda as Nancy Reagan. Terrence Howard is in the movie. It's fantastic from beginning to end. And I was a blubbering idiot at the end. Mm. And so I wonder how this movie is going to play outside of my liberal California screening room. But I think it seemed very balanced and very inspirational because it mostly was about a family.
About Oprah's family. I'm sorry, whatever her character's name is.
Right, exactly. About Oprah's family. It doesn't matter. She's just Oprah. They might as well call her Oprah in the movie. So this one, it also does not have too many reviews posted right now, but it is very, very fresh. And I expect it to remain fresh. And like I said, keep it in mind, because now the Oscar race is officially on.
Should we, as black people, just wait on y'all to give us $20 each after y'all see this movie?
Just stand outside the movie theater.
I've already said I'm sorry, Al.
Make it rain up in there after Butler. All right, baby.
All right, Gray Drake. Thanks. Those are four movies for you to choose from this weekend. It's going to be a big box office weekend. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Likewise, y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.
And make sure you visit Gray Drake at RottenTomatoes.com.
It's Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Join us.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
What?
Hey, hello.
Here we are.
Oh, we're back.
Are. Yeah.
Oh, Kelly's mic doesn't work now.
Special guest.
Huh, there I am.
DJ, Caroline Craddock.
Yeah.
Morning. Come on, y'all.
Good morning, Caroline Craddock.
Awesome. I got some love here.
Oh, me too? Okay. Good morning, Caroline.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm so excited you're here, especially after such an important night last night. You shined like a star that you are.
Mm-hmm.
How hard was that for you to get up there and sing in front of all those people?
I couldn't think about it. You know, everyone was like, are you freaking out? And I was like, you know. I just couldn't think about how many people were going to be there. But once I got up there and just everyone was so supportive, and I was telling my friend on the way here, it was just insane how much love was given to me. So
Do you do that thing where you picture people naked when you're singing in front of all those people?
No, I don't.
Oh, you ought to try it.
That's for amateurs, JC.
Oh, that's what I was doing.
See, this is not a hobby for Caroline. Caroline is a studied musical theater artist.
Well, you don't have to be a singer to picture people naked.
I know, but she's
good. I picture you naked all the time.
Have you found that since singing was, you know, such a connection for you and your dad, have you found it therapeutic to perform in front of others?
Yeah, for sure. Because he would have, you know, wanted me to do that, so...
This is from last night.
Over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I've heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, sky.
Caroline went 8 Mile on it and said, forget the beat, I'll go a cappella. I would like to ask
you. She dropped the microphone when she
Yeah, she dropped it.
I almost did the thing that black women do in church. I raised my right hand.
Yeah, hallelujah.
I was just staring at her, just so impressed because all of us had tears in our eyes. And there wasn't a dry eye. And then Kelly's standing behind Caroline. And Kelly wasn't even in front of a microphone. Kelly had just lost it at that point. I didn't know where to look. It was just so moving.
now, Caroline, could we talk about a certain gentleman?
You can't be acting all protective.
No, I do want to know why you sang Yellow with Tim Halper and you did the duet, and then why Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
That was the one that I've been singing since I was in eighth grade when I played Dorothy in Wizard of Oz. So
you don't understand, Jenna.
What?
Whenever we go to any event, any party, any get together, and Kid was there, and Caroline happened to be in the room, sing Caroline.
Yep.
Literally.
Sing Caroline.
Yep.
And we'd all, it was kind of, and she had not an ounce of fear in her, unless you were faking it really well. And she would just stop what we were doing. We'd all sit there and watch Caroline sing.
Right.
So we've been listening to you since you were really little.
Yeah. He would hit me out. You know, we'd be at a party and he's like, well, I know you're having fun, but get up there and sing.
You know what? That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do if you want to make it in the business. And are you still wanting to pursue a music career?
Yeah. I was telling a reporter yesterday, since I have been working in advertising and stuff, it's been kind of on the back burner. But now since he's gone, I feel like that fire is back in my belly. And I feel like even more responsibility to do it now.
Because your dad loved music so much.
He wanted me to be a singer and like, be successful more than anything. So I got to do what I got to do.
And you're also now going to be a really big part of Kids Kids. Mm-hmm. You want to talk a little bit about that? Because you've been on the trip since, I mean, the first time I met you, I think, was on a Kids Kids trip when you were 4 years old. And I don't even want to get into that Jungle Cruise debacle again.
Oh, you have to tell the story.
I want to know about Jungle Cruise.
I don't know the Jungle Cruise.
Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, this is my favorite story.
Yeah, Caroline Craddock would never wear a pair of pants. She always wore dresses. She was a very prissy little girl, just the cutest little thing. Big eyes, just bubbly, and a dress at Disney World. And so we'd go get on this, the most harmless ride at Disney World next to It's a Small World. It's the Jungle Cruise, and it's a big barge.
Yep.
And you ride along, and these, you know how great the robots are at at Disney World where the hippo will rise up out of the water.
But they look real
slow
kids.
Motion.
It looks real.
And then there'll be a giraffe. It'll stick its head slowly out of the trees. And this, you know, this is going on through this little.
Right. So this was pre-Animal Kingdom.
Where very pretty.
You could do the
she
safari.
She was 4 years old. Yeah. This is 19 years ago. So we get on the cruise, and immediately Caroline starts screaming. I mean, inconsolable sobbing. I cannot even express to you. She was hysterical. And you know when a child gets so caught up in crying that it's not even about that anymore? I mean, it was so bad. Kid was like sitting on top of her and trying to push her head underneath the seat. And I'm dying laughing because I love humiliation, but it's not me. It was so bad. I mean, for the whole Jungle Cruise, and it's one of those nice, slow, long rides when you're hot and you want to sit down and chill out. And so by the time we got to the end of the cruise, the tour guide said, if everybody else wants to take another ride, I'll take you all for a ride again if you want. It was so bad. He didn't make anybody else get back in line. So after we got off, they all got to go around in peace. It was so bad.
I still remember it, too.
Do you remember it?
Scariest thing ever.
Do they even still have the Jungle Cruise?
I don't know.
If they do, Caroline, this year on the Kids' Kids Trip, you have
I'm
to
there.
Go. We have
you know
to reenact
what, Caroline,
that moment.
You can do it this year. I don't know. You can do it. I don't know. I'm 23, and that still scares me.
But you are going to be going back with us on Kids' Kids this year, right?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Now Caroline's on the board of directors.
All important stuff.
What would you like to see happen? I mean, this was your father's dream to keep the organization going after he retired. Mm-hmm. And now, unfortunately, it's going to continue. But not unfortunately, but now he's passed away. But it's still going to continue. So what is your vision for the charity?
I just hope to be involved as much as I can, you know, and it's been going on for decades and I want it to continue to do so and get bigger. You know, I think now we were talking in my board meeting that it can go to the national level and be, you know, just even bigger than it was. And just because he's gone doesn't mean, you know, it won't still go on. So
let's buy our own plane. I know Southwest is great, but I think if we bought our own plane.
Hey, that's why you're not on the board.
Yeah, I like how Al says, let's, like, he's on the board.
You, like you and me?
Well, Well, this is why I'm going with this. Then if we want to take other trips, you know, like if we want to shoot up to Vegas, we want to shoot down to Mexico.
For Kids' Kids? Vegas for Kids' Kids?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
I think he means just him and me.
Well, you know, or that.
Al's just trying to get Caroline to co-sign for him because his credit's bad.
I'm just trying to get a plane.
Well,
my plane's pocket change. I got that. My back pocket.
We do have to ask. Okay, we're gonna get serious.
Oh,
right now. We're gonna get serious. Uh-oh. Caroline Craddock is old enough to date now.
I know.
Well, yeah,
there's a little something something brewing.
Yeah, I heard some rumblings and excitement this morning, but I don't have any idea what it's about. Is there boy drama, boy excitement?
It's boy excitement, and it's like famous boy excitement.
Oh, I will say this. I like the dude. I talk to him. I give him the 411 or whatever you call it.
Shannon is giving me the stink eye so hard right now.
She's jealous?
Are you dating Lil Twist or something?
No.
It all started with a tweet, right?
Am I right? It started with a tweet.
Why don't you start at the beginning, Caroline?
Well, my favorite show is The Bachelorette.
Me too.
And Mr. Zach Waddell from Dallas is on it this season.
The one that sings with a guitar all the time.
The guy that came up, came shirtless.
He said, will you accept my abs?
Yeah.
So how could you not be obsessed with him?
So, no, obviously.
I went from 200 Twitter followers to 17,000 in 2 days. So I said, you know, I'm going to use this to my advantage a little bit.
You're turning lemons into lemonade, Caroline.
Absolutely.
You are not going to date a D-bag.
Oh, stop
no,
it.
He's Shannon. Not.
Shannon, stop
he
it.
No, I talked to
will
him
you
this
accept these abs? Oh, he was being silly.
Was
oh,
funny.
Stop
and
it.
He didn't even, I talked to him about it. He had another thing where he was going to have like a mariachi band come out of the limo.
Shut up.
He's really funny. He's like hilarious, but they...
You know, I can you can cut some people's slack on that show. It's all edited.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. What did you tweet him?
I said, hey, Zach Waddell, I think it'd be awesome if you could be my date to the Kids Kids concert. Hashtag shameless.
Oh, wow.
Even hashtag shameless.
I mean, no, but I am hashtag shameless. Like, my girlfriends and I were like, this has hashtag shameless all over.
And there's no way he could say no.
Well, and I did it as a joke, you know, and so he, I got 100 retweets from it. And then a message about 2 minutes later, hey, here's my number.
So he's riding Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Wow.
So he was there last night.
Yeah, so he was there last night. He hung out with us. We were, you know, dancing away in the foundation room and all the girls.
Now, did he pull out his guitar and sing to you? Because I'm sorry, that would have creeped me out if he did.
No, he's hilarious.
Is he?
Him and I have like the same sense of humor. So we were like copying the Jason Derulo dances up in the suite and
cutting a rug. He's dreamy.
If he plays guitar, do you mind getting him to audition for my Naked Cowboy promotion?
Oh, nobody's he would do it.
Nobody's showing
up. He would do it, and he would love it, too, I'm sure. I'll ask him on Saturday.
So it's a good day. Oh, yeah, that's what I was leading up to. There's a second day.
She drops it.
No, we're going to dinner at... he has an event. He has an event, so...
Oh, he has an appearance, and now you have to be his date?
Oh, yeah.
Girl. Well, we're going to dinner before the appearance.
Are you
going
to go with him to the appearance? Serious his appearance date?
The dinner is at the where the appearance is. Okay. So I'll be there.
The appearance. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right.
So exciting, Caroline.
I don't want you have a tour bus in front of your house like Kelly does. Nah. Don't do that.
Don't do that to me. Well, this is exciting. And Caroline, since you're here, I think we're going to, I don't know if we need to go to break first. We're just going to keep going. Tell me.
We got a couple minutes.
We got a couple minutes.
Yeah.
We want to hear some of the classic moments that your dad had with you on the radio, if that's all right.
Yeah,
of course,
yeah,
I don't know what they have ready to go, but I'm hoping there's some bath time with Caroline in there.
Gosh.
Who's
as,
got the...
As Shannon scrambles.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had it ready.
Do you enjoy listening back to these moments? Or
yeah,
is it...
I haven't heard a lot of them in forever.
Yeah, because you were off at college. You were doing your own thing.
Yeah.
Dad, leave me alone. Don't talk about
me. I'm sorry.
Me.
I thought they had them. I apologize.
We'd like to take this second to apologize. Okay. How's it going in there, Shannon? Pretty good?
Just play it.
All right. Oh,
I sent one off to Caroline already. It's one of those cards with a little chip in it.
It's a Valentine card. Why don't you record that
makes
for her?
Me cry.
That would be kid. Why don't you do that?
Sure. Here I go.
There's two things I know for sure. You were sent here from heaven. And your daddy's little girl.
How's that?
I think we need to save that and record
it. I'm fine.
It.
I'm proud of that. She actually, every time I see her, begs me not to have our show put on a station in her town.
Why? Huh? She won't be embarrassed?
Because she's off at school and she... Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about...
Because I talk about her.
All
and,
of that.
Yeah.
What it entails. Yeah,
she wants to be her. She doesn't want to be my daughter.
Well, there came a time when Kid talked about Caroline all the time and then suddenly it stopped.
Uh-huh.
And it was very painfully evident. That's because she entered junior high.
Yeah, there was one particular incident where I got beat up pretty bad for having a talk with a guy that came a-calling. And I talked about what I said to him. And
That was bad. Because people know. And
did you threaten
Kelly,
him?
I just said, anywhere on her body you touch her, I will cut you on your body.
Dang.
He did, too.
Wow.
And that was the beginning. We didn't. I mean, there was like a kibosh put on Caroline talk. Yeah. Because, you know, when you're going into junior high, I'm sure when you're a little kid and your dad's Kid Craddock on the radio, but then it's embarrassing. Everything your parent does is embarrassing. Yeah. But then on the radio.
I will never forget that moment. I was ninth grade or something, sitting backstage in a theater at a show, and a guy had his arm around me, and dad came literally, so... Think you can touch her, huh?
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Craddock
in the morning.
We are very excited to have Caroline Craddock in the studio with us this morning.
We should have brought the booster box in for you.
Yeah, do you want the booster box? We have it in the other room.
Yeah.
Caroline, were you taller than your daddy?
2 inches.
See? That man swore to the end he was 5'9", but we know the truth.
I'm 5'9", he was 5'7".
Yeah.
Ooh.
You give him less credit than I did. I always let him have 5'8.5". Anyway, Caroline Craddock's here. We're all just, you know, we're drained in a lot of ways, good ways, from last night's tribute, the public memorial to Kid, and then afterwards the concert for Kid's Kids.
I almost said amazing, and I told everybody last night, don't tweet the word amazing when you're describing this event, but it was awesome.
And we did have a couple of, you know, we tried to keep it lighthearted, upbeat. There were some emotional moments, too. It was so great to see the video montage of celebrities who were sending their video messages to honor Kid.
From all over.
I think I was fine until Ben Folds got up there and sang The Luckiest because your dad had The Luckiest tattooed on his bicep.
I told you guys when he started singing, everybody's eyes started tearing up. And then all of a sudden I feel somebody tap me on the shoulder and I turn and it's Kevin Jonas. And he's trying to chit chat and he goes, oh, how's your wife doing? I heard she's pregnant. And so we kind of talked throughout the song, and I'm looking around and everybody's crying, and I'm like, I'm glad he kind of distracted me, because I would have just busted out crying. So I looked at Kevin, and I was like, thank you so much, dude. You're looking at me for what? to talk to you.
Yeah.
I know. I went and I just took it. I went and sat down on the sound. You know, it's just, you know, looking at the photos and, gosh, I mean, you think your dad would have just been so impressed.
That's the thing that got me is just because Ben meant so much to your dad and that song meant so much to him. That's what got me. It's like your dad would have just so loved that moment. Oh, that's what got me.
Yeah.
What was the thing that stood out to you last night?
That was it. I mean,
that moment.
And I talked to Ben for like probably a good 10 minutes. We just sat down and we're chit-chatting, and a cool thing that happened, because Still Fighting It was the other song that he sang, that was me and dad's song.
And why is it?
The lyric, "You're so much like me, I'm sorry."
Yeah. And you are your dad's daughter. It's just the performer in you rises above, you know, the emotions.
Sure. Yeah. So after the funeral, a couple of people, you know, heard me sing that song at the funeral. And within like 4 minutes, I got three different texts from three different people. And one of them, "Hey, I turned my iPod on that I haven't turned on in 10 years and Still Fighting It was playing." And then two other texts where I was listening to Pandora on different, you know, stations that weren't really Ben Folds' genre, and Still Fighting It came on the Pandora. Wow. And it was within 4 minutes of each other.
Isn't that something?
And I'm like,
it just happened.
Yeah. And so I told Ben about it, and he goes, "Yeah, no, that's how it works." And I was like, "What do you mean?" He goes, "No, that's how life works. We just like don't really realize it.
That we're all connected."
Yeah. And he was like, that's your sign from your dad. And that I just like looked at him and started crying, you know, and he just gave me this big hug, and he was so supportive. He was like a little dad to me there last night.
I think he was just truly honored. I mean, he probably thought, you know, Kid was just putting on about how much, because when he came into the studio and sang for us, I don't think he really realized how seriously Kid was a fan. And he didn't know until you told him that he had the tattoo, right?
Yeah, he didn't know. I told him about the tattoo. And then Dad also, a couple Christmases ago, got me a picture with the lyrics of Still Fighting It on it. And I blew it up to this huge photo that's in my apartment now. And I told him about it. He was like, "Please tweet me a picture. I'd love to see it."
Yeah, Ben was so into it. He was taking pictures of everything. Yeah, and he was soaking in the moment. Mm-hmm. And he, even when he walked down on stage before he, and he wasn't even doing it as a joke. He sat down and realized his camera was in his pocket. And he put up his hand and said, "Just a second." And he stood up and took a picture. Because he's really.
He gave Caroline and Tim Halpern a shout out on his Twitter.
Yeah, he tweeted at me. I'm like, "Oh, no big deal."
Just Ben Folds.
That photo is great. No, it's cool for him because he's not one of those musicians that. He's not in it for the money.
He's not
in it for the fame.
I mean, yeah.
And Kid just loved his true innate talent and would always, you know, play him for you guys. And Ben was just he's so real and somewhat shy. And to be there and just, I think he was just impressed.
Yeah, he was.
And moved. He seemed a little emotional, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he had tears in his eyes when I was talking to him. Well, I told him also, I saw him in Fort Worth when I was like 14 or 15 with my dad. And we had the whole row because all my friends were Ben Folds freaks, too. And you know, I was like in 10th grade and he had that Still Fighting It. He played it and Dad reached over and grabbed my hand over like two of my friends. I'm like, "Dad." You know, but I sat there and I held his hand and I'm looking back at that moment. I'm like, I'm glad I didn't 15-year-old out on that situation.
Your dad tells some great concert stories with you. There was some concert where somebody was hitting on you, and what was that? Was that the Eagles or something? It was I can't remember.
The last concert we were at with Wade Bowen. This was freaking hilarious. So we were in San Antonio and, you know, we got VIP to Cowboys, San Antonio.
Uh-huh. Whoa.
Your dad was really
nice. Don't want to brag or Cowboys.
Anything.
Yeah, he was really country. Must be nice. So we had the whole upstairs and literally there were two people in the whole audience. And we're like, "What is going on here?" And because we were too early, didn't start till like 11 and we got there at 9.
Kid too early?
Yeah, right?
That's a shocker.
Never too
early.
Because
we thought it started at 9.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
So we got there, you know, probably 9:30 and then concert started at 11. And so it's all a bunch of like younger, you know, like teenagers.
Yeah.
And I'm there, you know, I'm 23. I'm with my dad. People probably thought that we were dating like most people did. And he looks over to this girl who's staring at us like, "Ugh."
Yeah.
So gross, you know. And he goes, "You didn't bring your daddy out tonight?"
so cute.
Oh,
you have a lot of great stories. Yeah. Hopefully you write them all down while you're refreshing your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for joining us, Caroline. You know you're always welcome to come in here and chat with us whenever you want.
Don't tell me that because I'll be here every day.
No, that's fine.
Hey, it saves us from having to think of stuff to talk about.
Right?
Hey, you used to inspire a lot of your dad's best characters, so I'm going to bring you on.
Yeah, I'm down.
All right,
Caroline Craddock, thank you so much.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.